I was going to talk about bottle flip, but I think that's stupid.
Hold me in ship.
Huh? John.
Alex, check. Check, check.
Sounds good.
Ready, big boy?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, Tony, this is Dropping the Gloves with John Scott. We're here at the Bremer Arena still, getting ready for the semifinal game. Al Stalock's going to play in, and he's a starting goalie for...
There it is.
The Bic.
Bic.
Never, don't know what Bic Pens has to do. Bic Pens, he's a starting goalie for Bic. So me and Al were chatting about the first time we met was actually in that locker room right over there.
Yeah.
It was about, what, 5 years ago?
Probably, yeah, or if not longer. I'm glad you said starting goalie, too, because... This is the longest string of starts I've had in my pro hockey career at the Beauty League. So it's, yes, I've had four. I've started every game I've been here, which is awesome. You know, it's some nights for me in the National Hockey League, the coaches give me the night off. But here they let me run with it. It's fun.
Well, it's funny. I was telling me a story about how I got to San Jose.
Yeah.
And it's basically, if it wasn't for him, I would have never gone to San Jose.
We would have never put out a Sharks jersey.
Tell them how I got to the Sharks, how you were a part of that deal.
So we met here at Hank's Octagon Camp.
Yes.
Beauty League wasn't... The John Scott Cup wasn't around then, and I knew John about as good as you walk into the rink. You had to say hi to him. He's 6'8", and if you were playing against him, he would literally run the goalies over. So you kind of had to be like, hey, what's up, man? Good to see you. Like...
Me and Tim
Jackson. You need your stick taped or anything? And then that was it. So sure enough, I'm in San Jose, and we were going through a year that they called a rebuild. We were going to go young, and we wanted to bring in a guy that could take care of our younger guys. And I get a call one summer day. My phone rings. It's Doug Wilson. I'm like, oh, God, where am I going?
You're cut.
Where am I going? And no, he proceeds to ask me, you know, about John Scott. And I know him, like I said, as good as a hello and goodbye every day. And he's like, well, what do you think? Is he going to – will he fit in our locker room? And I said, you know, that's a funny question because it's an old rink in San Jose, and he's 6'8". He might not
you
even
did not.
Fit. I said that. I said he might not even fit in our locker room. Yeah. But, no, I was like, he is a awesome guy for at least he says hi to me and bye to me every day. And
so you lied to him.
So we hung up the phone, and a day later, John Scott's headed to San Jose. So that was my first day as an assistant GM, and – And then, too bad for me and John, the end of the year was kind of our last days there.
Wilson got pissed at him for saying I was a good fit, and they cut us both the next year. So he gassed us.
So it turns out we weren't good fits.
Oh, man. But no, we had a good time in San Jose. We had a really good team.
Yeah.
We had Jumbo and Marlo. We just kind of never – there was a bunch of shit going on between the GM and the coach. And the presidents, right? It was just a lot of political stuff and who was the captain. And Jumbo got stripped and we had a vote who was going to be the captain and everybody still wanted Jumbo to be captain. And Pavs was kind of stuck in the middle. But it was one of my funnest years of hockey just because of you and Pavs and Jumbo and Brownie. It was so fun. I when I think back of those days, well...
No, he's Brownie. Like he makes me laugh. Arm.
So Mike Brown was one of the – he was just the most eccentric guy out there. He was just – we would go on – anyways, I don't know if we can get
flying
into
it. Flying alone. Remember hitting just the littlest bump in turbulence? And he sat backwards back at the card table. The littlest bump would hit the wing. Fuck! Fuck! You gotta be kidding me. The littlest bump. And I don't like flying either, but – And he would just make it worse.
He was very sensitive. So what I remember most about San Jose, I was a healthy scratch a lot. Now I was a healthy scratch. And so we would get, in hockey, if you don't play, you skate with the team for the morning practice. And then after that, all the players who are going to play.
That's when our practice starts.
That's when we
get to play.
Get to work. And so we'd be out there with the coaches and we would bag skate.
Right.
And so you'd be at one end with the goalie coach, right? And I'd be with the D or forward coach, whatever I was playing that week. And they
we
would
can't
skate
forget
us.
About him, one of the greatest guys in hockey of all time.
Who?
Who's the goalie coach? You remember?
I don't.
Wayne Thomas.
Wayne was great.
He was the greatest guy ever. I still talk to him to this day.
And so we would bag skate, and I would just be like dying. I would be dying, and then afterwards we'd play these games where you would have to score in order for the drills to be over. And Al was such a nice guy; he would just let me score.
I don't know if that was the nice factor.
It was so, what? You would just let me score, and it'd be the greatest thing ever. So what are you doing now? What's up? You're with Minnesota, right?
Yep. Me and my wife are here in Minnesota now. We got half the kids you got, and I feel like my hands are full, so I don't know how you do it. But it makes it super easy to have a great family life and not have to move, and we really enjoy it. And obviously you spend time here in Minnesota, so you know what it's like to play here every night, to have a sold-out building and play in front of great fans.
Yeah, it's nice to be in the city where you want to be. You know what I mean? Because I've played in cities where your family's not there. It's just...
Why, it wasn't like that in Phoenix?
Phoenix was great. The weather was great, but...
Oh, no, that wasn't Phoenix the issue. It was the All-Star game.
Where they traded me and, fuck Phoenix. Phoenix, we didn't leave on the best of terms.
Yeah.
Well, Arizona, excuse me.
Right.
But, it's nice. I love playing in Minnesota. Like, when I was here, my wife had a job here. We bought a place here. I thought I was going to stay here forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, hockey world happens and you get cut or you get traded or whatever. I left. But it's nice that you got to be able to come back because you went to Duluth.
Yep.
And then you signed with San Jose right out of Duluth, right?
Yep.
And then you signed with the Wild. And now you were with the Wild up and down last year, right?
Last year I was up in Minnesota the whole year. The year before I was in Iowa for most.
I never knew that.
Is this a hockey podcast?
I did not know. I thought you were in the minors last year.
The year before, I was in Iowa for most of the season.
Oh.
Played some games at the end of the year. But last year, I was in Minnesota the whole year.
No way.
Yeah, NHL.com, NHL TV, NHL Networking, ESPN even sometimes has sports clips.
You know what I did? I went on the beauty website, and it says you were born in 1992.
No,
were
it
you
doesn't.
Born in 1992?
No, I'm in 87.
Yeah, they were messed up. So my bad. Al was in the NHL, and you're going to be in the NHL this year, correct?
That's the plan.
Nice. And how's Minnesota? How's the team shaping up? How is Koivu and Owen Nolan and all those guys, Pierre-Marc Bouchard?
Yeah. It's good. It's good to have Brian Rolson, a guy like that in the locker room every day.
How's the team looking, in all seriousness? Because you're in a tough division with St. Louis, Chicago, Nashville.
Yeah,
it's like the best division in hockey.
It's crazy. Yeah, it was. And I felt like that when we were out west.
Yeah.
The Pacific, for a few years it was unbelievable. And now it feels like the Central. Everybody beefed up this year, and
what moves did the Wild make?
We added Matt Hendricks, JT Brown, and Eric Fair, who was actually out in San Jose. So it'll be fun to talk to him about his time out there. He ended the year, came at the trade deadline. They got him at the trade deadline, so...
So they're going to be a big impact on the team.
And, yep, and we got Andrew Hammond, the Hamburger. If you remember him, made the run.
Why did you get another goalie?
Depth.
I don't like that. So now there's three goalies.
Right, yeah.
What's that about?
Equal opportunity employer.
I didn't know that.
We got a group, obviously. We made it in the playoffs last year with a ton of injuries. Throughout the year we had, Nino was out for a while. Charlie was out for a while. Zach missed the third of the year. Ryan got hurt at the end of the year. Spurge was out for a while. There's a lot of guys that play big minutes that we lost. And so somehow, we found a way every night to give ourselves a chance and pick up points along the way and get into playoffs, which is pretty amazing for if you look at how many maybe man bodies or man games, whatever they call it, we lost. Hopefully we get everybody back rejuvenated, healthy, and ready to go.
That's a very good answer. Very political. Very good.
Are we done?
No, I want to get back to just being a goalie because I've played with a lot of goalies. I've been on many teams. I've sat next to them in the locker room. Ryan Miller was one of the weirdest goalies I sat next to. He was like a super nice guy, but just very strange
right. In
how he saw life and approached the game and just he was weird. We used to call him concentration camp because... He looked like he hadn't had a sandwich in, years. And he would take his equipment off, and he'd be like, are you an athlete? Like, you looked like you're here. Have a chocolate bar.
There are some guys like that. It's crazy.
Yeah, and I was just wondering, because you spend so much time with your goalie, right?
Partner.
What if, have you ever had a guy who was just, you didn't like? Because I've had teammates who I didn't like, and I can just,
I've seen that firsthand. I've seen that firsthand out of you. I've seen you say that to a teammate straight up and put me in a bad spot.
What? That was after a bag skate.
Yes, that was after a bag skate.
Was it TK?
TK. Me, you, and TK are sitting in the locker room. And TK's taking off his gear and you're just out of nowhere. Do you know, TK, everybody told me you're a horrible guy, but I like you. And it was.
He was a nice guy.
He was a good guy.
Everyone warned me, like, TK's the worst.
I think he just was going back to Ryan Miller. He might have just been quirky about his preparation for
games.
No, man,
he was, but it's just like, is there a guy who, like, or you don't have to name names, whatever, like, because you play with many goalies. Has there ever been a time where it's like, man, I just don't, like, jive with this guy. I don't like him.
I think that happens. I think anybody would say there are guys that you just don't mesh well with together. No, you don't say names.
Tell me.
I loved everybody.
I didn't like everyone. I'll tell you who I didn't like.
No. We don't need to do that.
All right. Because every team, you got a few guys. You just,
Well, it's like anything else. I
mean, not everybody gets along.
Right. Yeah. But they say that at the end. They say it, every team says that. You don't need to like each other every night, but when the jerseys are on, you got to.
They say that because there was times when guys I didn't like would get blown up, and I would just be like, that's what you get. You deserve it.
Okay. I'm not wasting my time.
Let's get some questions. Best shot in the league. We'll do this. Best snapshot coming in.
I got to play against Ovechkin actually this year for the first time, so I can say I've seen his shot. And he rang one off the elbow, and I didn't really react. So,
really? And yeah. Was that a snapper or a one-time?
Snapper.
And he's got a wicked one-timer, too.
Right, yeah.
And are those the hardest shots? Who's got the hardest, heaviest shot?
You know who now, too, is that Laine. That Laine can
really...
Yeah, he can really bring the puck.
And Weber and Chara, you've stood in front of them. You had to have.
Yes, Weber put one through my glove and scored. But I think it was more so just... my weak wrist deficiency. It hit my glove and my wrist just folded back and it went in. So that was, I was there and in position. I just wasn't strong enough to stop his shot.
Yeah, it's always so.
You get more time from those guys. Ovechkin, he can let it go at the top of the circles where at least you get another 10 feet if Weber's shooting it to try to catch it.
Why would you want to be a goal? Because
I had an older brother. I really. The beauty leagues. I love the beauty league because I can play the puck as much as I want.
Yeah.
I had an older brother who needed someone to shoot on, and then when you play goalie enough, you go out and play forward, and you're like, holy, am I bad at forward?
And so
you have to play goalie.
And you like it now, like.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it something a mindset where like because the game literally, it's one of the few positions in all the sport where you control the whole game. If you play bad, we lose. Honestly, though, but right. If you play good, if you're standing on your head, the team could win because you could carry the whole team.
Right.
Like, is that, like, what's the mindset going into a game? Like, it's because when I prepare, I'm just like, okay, I need to do my job, but even if I screw up, we still might win.
Right.
But if you suck the first period, you let in three goals, four goals, the game's over.
Well, yeah, I'll be out of the game, so then they'll get me
I've seen that a few times.
So then I'll be off the ice, I'll be back to the bench where I feel comfortable. And, I think the biggest thing, obviously, when you're not playing every night, and you know that, it's hard to show up and you don't want to make a mistake. You're scared to, kind of make a mistake. You don't want to give up that soft goal where the bench kind of their shoulders sink, and you just want to give them a chance every night. You don't want to make a big save early.
It's such
to keep
a boring answer. Oh, my gosh.
What do you mean?
Do you get nervous? Like,
because
you haven't played in five games.
Ten.
The team's ten 12. Games. It's like, shit, I need to, like... Is it the first few shots you have to make sure you save, or is it just like how do you get into it?
Makes a big difference. You get hit with the puck a few times early. And I mean hit with the puck where they shoot it in your chest versus having to go out and make a big save. But you know what else gets you into the game? Like for me, if I can just play the puck a few times, feel the puck, you make a play, you're like, all right, feel decent tonight.
Were you a soccer guy before the game?
You know what? In San Jose, I was because we had an awesome game.
Yeah.
But here, it's a way different game here. They play with skill here. They two-touch it every time. Where in San Jose, it was absolute lasers at guys' heads. It was more of dodgeball, so.
So before the game, the players nowadays, they play two-touch soccer. Yeah. And the idea is you can touch the ball twice, and you got to kick it and hit somebody, and the ball has to touch the ground. And so in San Jose, we would have, like, psychos, like Bernsey.
Bernsey. Jumbo would say they'd stand at one end of the hallway. The hallway was, like, 6 feet wide. And they'd
very narrow.
They'd stand right next to each other and they'd set each other up for one-timers. So he'd pop it up in there and Jumbo would do a running jump kick towards the other end of the hallway.
And then on the other end would be you, Pavelski.
And
and Shepard. I don't know who was on the other end.
But then there was people lined up on
the wall. I would be on the side, and sometimes you get hit in the face.
And your head would smoke the brick wall. Yeah, that was a different. That wasn't really two touch. That's like suicide ball. That's like murder ball.
But okay, so what do you? Well, we'll get off of hockey a little bit. What are you doing now with your life? Your wife's Felicia. Yeah,
busy with the kids. We got a 3.5-year-old boy and a 9-month-old girl. So, you know, hands full all day. You know, I try to get out fishing, try to golf, but it's that stuff's hard to do a little bit now with two. But you know, it's fun. You get to spend a lot of the summer with them now, and we get up north as much as we can to family cabins and do that stuff. And now it's funny, we got a month left to go, and we're back to the
It goes by fast. And then did you get a degree from Duluth?
No. You know how hard it is to get a degree from Duluth. It's one of the... It is impossible to come out of, you know what I mean? To go there 4 years and the classes are strenuous.
After the ALSA game, I was kind of hot shit. And they called me and asked me if I wanted an honorary doctorate.
Who?
Duluth did.
Oh, God.
And I said, I'm okay. Thanks.
I bet they did.
Not to the school.
They were like, we can mail it to you. And I was like, just save the postage. I don't even want it.
So school of communications, if you look in any of those
magazines. Is that what you went to communications?
Yeah, believe it or not. And I've made it, you know, I got pretty much 2.5 years of credits done. So amazingly, I made it that far. And it's going to be tougher to finish. Once I get into these 4,000 level classes.
Sorry. He's a communication major. He doesn't even talk into the mic.
I haven't gotten to the 3,000 level mic class yet.
But are you going to go back and finish?
Yes, yeah, I do. I have to. Yeah, I've taken the last couple summers, I've taken a class every summer just to stay in it, yeah.
Do they still pay for it?
The last one I took, I failed.
They still pay for it?
No, not big debt. No, we pay for it. And I failed. I was so mad.
You paid for it and you failed?
Yeah, I took a criminology class, but I was going up to my buddies with Fraser McLaren. You probably fought this guy.
Fought him many times.
So I'm going to Fraser's wedding, and I'm on the drive up there, and I'm doing the math. Like, okay, I have like a high D. If I don't take the final, it's out of 100 points. I'm still going to have like a D minus. It's not like I'm playing for eligibility.
All I want
is the credit.
Yeah.
So I don't take the final, and I get my grade, and it's an F. I email the teacher. I'm like, I did the math. There's no way I could fail this. And he tells me that the final is weighted. I'm like, oh, come on. You can't wait.
You're an idiot. Obviously, if you don't take the final, you're going to be failed.
So I failed the class I paid for. I was so mad.
Oh, sorry. Zach Friesen interrupting.
Yeah, on the phone.
Showtime.
He's talking about spitting chicklets right now.
Oh, fucking spitting chicklets always. Well, I guess we can shut it down, Zach. We're in the interview. Thanks, everybody. Al, appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Good luck with the Wild this year. Or the
Iowa Wilds.
No, Iowa Wilds.
Iowa Stars.